Talk about feeling the ick. Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, is warning folks not to swim in Squamish's Alice Lake. The health authority says while the weather is warm and the feeling easy this Labor Day weekend, folks may want to take a dip in the popular provincial park lake, but it isn't currently safe to do so. Not suitable for swimming, advisory remains in place due to a bloom of blue-green algae, or cyanobacteria, in the lake. The VCH Public Health Advisory for the lake was first issued on August 20, the first ever issued in the health authority's region because of blue-green algae. Cyanobacteria are microscopic, plant-like organisms that occur naturally in freshwater lakes, ponds and streams. Some varieties produce cyanotoxins, which are harmful to humans and animals, reads the VCH alert. With conditions that include calm water, high temperatures and an increase in nutrients such as phosphorus, populations of cyanobacteria can rapidly increase to form a large mass or scum, called a bloom. Scientists believe increasing temperatures and more intense storms due to climate change are causing an increase in algal blooms. Those who are exposed to the water may suffer nausea, vomiting, diarrhea or fever. Those who come in contact with the algae should rinse off with a clean source of uncontaminated water. The health authority notes that drinking water within Alice Lake Provincial Park is serviced by wells and is not affected by the algae bloom. Only Alice Lake is closed to swimming and wading. To date, there is no evidence of similar blooms in other lakes in and near the park, and they remain open for recreational activities, the release states.